Blog Talk Radio.
You are my protector, and you are my provider, and my deliverer. There's no other help I know. You are my protector, and you are my provider, and my deliverer.
Good News Media Productions presents What a Word from the Lord. Your host this evening will be Stevie R. Butler. The show is dedicated to spreading the truth of God's Word, rightly dividing the Word of Truth. Feel free to call us live at 713-955-0508. If you'd like to email us your questions or comments or concerns, you can email us at goodnewsmediaproductions@gmail.com. You can also call our business line at 336-525-5843. Now, this show is brought to you by loving, faithful members of Churches of Christ around the world. If you need help finding a local congregation, please email or call us, and we would be more than willing and happy to assist you. Again, take out your Bibles and follow along, because you're listening to What a Word from the Lord.
In the world listening to this radio broadcast, Good News Media Productions present What a Word from the Lord. And I'm your host, Stevie R. Butler, and this radio show is being broadcast from the Carolina Man Cave Studio in the great state of North Carolina. Ladies and gentlemen, before you retire for the night, I just want to give you a word from the Lord. Let us pray and thank God for this opportunity. Our most kind, gracious, loving Heavenly Father, the Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you for blessing us to go through the various activities of the day and placing it on our hearts at this point in time to be on this broadcast on tonight and to proclaim another portion of your holy and divine word. Father, I pray that this lesson tonight will be beneficial to the listening audience. We pray that there will be someone who sees the need to obey the gospel of Jesus Christ before it's everlasting and eternal too late. I pray that you will continue to bless my efforts on these radio shows during the week and bless. And we thank you so much for the sacrifice of your dear son, Jesus, for without his sacrifice on Calvary, we would not even have a hope of eternal life. Father, we pray that you continue to love us and watch over God and protect us. For it's in Christ's name, we do ask it all. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, on tonight, I would like to take a subject from my lesson text, Romans chapter 6. So if you have your Bibles, turn over there with me to Romans chapter 6. Now, I'll be giving you various scriptures during this lesson. So just write these scriptures down so that you can go back at your leisure and study these things to make sure that they are accurate and according to the word of God. Romans chapter 6 and verse 1, Paul says, "What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid, how shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death?" Verse 4 is where we want to concentrate on our study tonight. "Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life." Ladies and gentlemen, on tonight, I'd like to discuss a subject with you, achieving excellence in our Christian walk. Achieving excellence in our Christian walk. Ladies and gentlemen, the Christian life can be summed up with just one word, and that is the word walk. Walk. The term walk, as found throughout the New Testament referring to the Christian, denotes specific conduct. When an individual obeys the gospel, he or she is raised, according to Paul in our lesson text, from the watery grave of baptism, Paul said, to walk in newness of life. Ladies and gentlemen, the life of a Christian is to be as becoming of one who is in Christ Jesus. Colossians chapter 1, verses 10, and also chapter 2 in verse 6. Because we are in Christ Jesus, we are to grow in grace and knowledge of Christ Jesus. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 18. The Christian walk is all about progression. It is all about not being satisfied with the status quo, if you will, but going on toward perfection or spiritual maturity. Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 1. It is a life that is about becoming more like Christ every single day. Romans chapter 8, verse 29, and also Romans chapter 12 and verse 2. The Christian life should be all about excellence. That is, it should be the best it can be. The mindset of the Christian should be, how can I be better spiritually tomorrow than I am today? It should be a life that is never satisfied spiritually. Unfortunately, there are Christians who are willing to accept the status quo. There are those who believe that all they have to do is not engage in sinful behavior. these individuals don't want to pray or study. They don't want to work for the Lord. They don't want to grow. They have settled for mediocrity. And as such, they possess a mediocre faith as a result of apathy and liturgy. Why should we strive for excellence in our Christian walk? Joe Theismann played quarterback for the Washington Redskins for 12 years and led the team to 2 Super Bowls. For those of you who follow the National Football League, you should know who I'm talking about. He won one and he lost another. After Joe Theismann retired from football, he reflected on his final years in the National Football League when he learned a hard lesson. Theismann, in an interview with the Reader's Digest in January 1992, said, "I got stagnated. I thought the team revolved around me. I should have known it was my time to go when I didn't care whether a pass hit Art Monk, who was his wide receiver, in the number 8 or in the number 1 on his chest. When we went back to the Super Bowl, my approach had changed. I was griping about the weather, my shoes. I was complaining about the practice times and anything and everything. Today, I wear my 2 rings," Theismann would say. "The winner's ring from Super Bowl 17 and the loser's ring from Super Bowl 18. The difference in those 2 rings lies in applying oneself and not accepting anything but the best." Ladies and gentlemen, excellence is the difference between winning and losing. Theismann believed his team lost because he did not fully apply himself to his craft, because he was willing to accept good instead of greatness, mediocrity instead of excellence. Excellence is the difference between an eternity in heaven or an eternity in hell. As Christians, if we don't pursue excellence, we will not be able to finish our course, according to Paul in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 7. Because we will not be progressing in our course, our walk as Christians, we will not be able to finish the race that's set before us, Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 2. If we are not progressing, if we do not finish, we will not win the crown of life. If we do not win, then we will lose in eternity. Revelation 21 and verse 8. So how then can we achieve excellence in our Christian walk? Let me consider 5 things that I want to tell us about this lesson tonight that will enable us to achieve excellence. First, we can achieve excellence in our Christian walk by pursuing righteousness. Sin is unrighteousness, 1 John chapter 5 and verse 17. And it is diametrically opposed to God because he is righteous. When we obey the gospel of Jesus Christ, which reveals the righteousness of God, Romans chapter 1 and verse 17, we were accepted by God, who accepts all who work righteousness or do his will. Acts chapter 10, verses 34 and 35, and James chapter 1, verses 22 and 23. However, it is not enough to be made righteous in the sight of God. We must remain righteous. Righteousness, in its simplest definition, is right doing. And it is the state or quality of being right. In a world of wrongdoing, as Christians, we must be actively involved in right doing. If we are going to achieve excellence in our walk as a Christian, we must make righteousness a continual practice in our lives, and we do such by making it our life's pursuit. The second way that we can achieve excellence in our Christian walk is that we must prioritize righteousness. If we truly are making righteousness a priority in our lives, we must seek it, which ties in with our previous point. Our Lord said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness." Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33. To seek after is to search for something in order to find it. What is it that we are seeking after? Righteousness. When should it be sought? Well, the Lord said, first. Righteousness should be at the forefront of our minds as Christians at all times. If it is at the forefront of our minds, it will be manifested in our lives. And if it is manifested in our lives, then our lives will be lived in such a way that we will not grow complacent or stagnant in our walk as Christians. We will be growing and improving spiritually day by day while we live here on this earth. We will not fall into the pit of mediocrity. And the third way that we can achieve excellence in our Christian walk is righteousness is truly our priority, then we will crave it. Jesus said that those who are truly blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. The Lord said, "For they shall be filled." Matthew chapter 5 and verse 6. We all know what it is like to be hungry. We need food, and thus when we hunger, we seek food to satisfy our hunger. We also know what it is like to thirst. Spiritually, our souls hunger and thirst, and our souls need those things by which the soul is refreshed and strengthen. What is it that will satisfy our soul's longing? Righteousness, in the context of this lesson, dealing with that which involves purity of life, correctness of thinking, feeling, and acting. How is the soul's hunger and thirst for righteousness satisfied? Well, it's satisfied by feeding on studying the Word of God, which instructs us in righteousness. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. It serves as our spiritual food as well. It is our milk. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 2. It is our meat, Hebrews chapter 5, verses 12 through 14. It is our bread, John chapter 6 and verse 35. It is our water to satisfy our spiritual thirst, John chapter 4, verse 13 and 14. Because we will be feeding on the spiritual food that God has provided, it logically follows we will be applying the teachings of God's word to our lives. This nourishment, in turn, will lead us to our fourth point, and that is we can achieve excellence in our Christian walk by practicing righteousness. Practicing righteousness begins with right king. Our thoughts reveal who we are. Proverbs 23 and verse 7. If we think unrighteousness, then our actions will produce unrighteousness. If we think righteously, then our actions will manifest righteousness. The key for developing such thinking is to make sure our affections are set on those things which are above rather than those things here on the earth. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 2. However, it is not enough to think it. We must do it. It is both simplistic and true. But there really is nothing more to add but just do righteousness. John wrote in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 7, John said, little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. If we think righteously, we will act righteously, which in turn will result in a continual pursuit, prioritization, and practicing of righteousness. As a result of such actions, we will then produce righteousness in our lives by the fruit that we bear, because that fruit will be that of righteousness. James chapter 3 and verse 18, Ephesians 5 and verse 9. The fruit we bear glorifies God, John chapter 15 and verse 8. But it is not enough to bear fruit. We must keep on bearing fruit, lest we become a fruitless branch within the true vine, which is Christ, and thus become cut off from the vine, fit to be cast into the fire. John chapter 15 and verse 4. The necessity of continual bearing of the fruit of righteousness in our lives will stimulate us to a life of spiritual excellence. And then finally, we can achieve excellence in our Christian walk if we purge unrighteousness from our lives. Ladies and gentlemen, this purge implies the need for constant improvement as a Christian. The temptation to commit sin is an ever-present danger for the child of God. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8. And also 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13. And as such reveals the importance of striving to grow and improve spiritually day after day so that we can overcome temptation and consequently sin. A righteous state of life involves a forward and upward direction, which is what walking in the light entails, as per 1 John chapter 1 and verse 7. And not a backwards and downward direction, which is the walk as the world would have it. In order to maintain righteousness in our lives, we must examine our lives. 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 5. To make sure sin has not re-entered our lives. If it has, we must have the willingness to repent and confess those sins unto God. 1 John chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. Ladies and gentlemen, maintaining righteousness and keeping unrighteousness out starts by laying God's word up in our hearts. Psalms 119, verse 11, and also 1 John chapter 3 and verse 9. We do this by consistently turning to its pages and meditating and properly applying its teaching to our lives. This process must be an ongoing thing in our lives. We will never master the Word of God, but we can allow it to master our lives by keeping it at the forefront of our lives, by spending time in personal study. Why strive for excellence in our lives as Christians? Because excellence, in its simplest definition, is being better tomorrow than we were today. Is this not what Christianity and personal growth is all about? If we are not seeking to be better tomorrow than we are today, we are not seeking to become more Christ-like. And we must, if we desire heaven as our home. Romans chapter 8 and verse 29. If we are not seeking to be better, we are in essence saying that who we are now is as good as it's going to get. We are accepting mediocrity, but God would not accept mediocrity. He expects and demands our best in all that we do, including how we live. Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10. Ladies and gentlemen, we can achieve excellence in our walk as Christians because we can be a better Christian tomorrow than we are at this present time. However, in order to achieve excellence, we must possess the discipline and the tenacity necessary to accomplish this task. When we pursue, prioritize, practice, and produce righteousness in our lives and keep unrighteousness purged, we will be improving day by day, which produces true excellence, genuine, consistent, and constant growth as a Christian. If you are not a child of God, and one cannot be a child of God until you are a Christian, until you have been born again, as the Bible teaches, then you are lost outside of Christ. It is not enough to be religious. You must obey the commands of the Lord. In order for a man to be saved, you must take heed and answer the gospel call. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 14. You must hear the gospel. John chapter 6 verse 45. Romans chapter 10 verses 14 and 17. And the facts of the gospel are the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 3. You must believe the same. James chapter 2 and verse 24. And Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. The Bible says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he is the reward of them that diligently seek him. You must repent. In Luke chapter 13, verses 3 and 5, Jesus said, I tell you nay. But except you repent, you will all likewise perish. And Paul said in Acts chapter 17 and verse 30, that God commanded all men everywhere to repent. You must confess your faith in Christ Jesus. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. Matthew chapter 10, verses 32 and 33. Jesus said, if you don't confess me before men, I will not confess you before my Father. You must be baptized in water for the remission or the forgiveness of your sins. Acts chapter 2 and verse 38, 10 and verse 48, 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 21. And if you are a Christian and you have not been living faithful, if you have not been achieving excellence in your Christian walk with the Lord, then you too can decide again by repentance and prayer. Acts chapter 8. And verse 22, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to thank you for spending a little time with me on this evening. And it is my prayer that this lesson tonight has been beneficial to your spiritual lives and your relationship with the Lord. And I pray God's continual blessings upon your lives. Good night, everybody.
Oh, please come down and bless me.
Lord, I'm tired. Some
sometimes I get weary. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yes, I do. And it seems like I'm going out of my mind. Oh, Lord. And it gets so hard trying to make it from day to day. I get weak, I get worn, trying to stay on my feet. It's so hard. Help me, please.
Help me, please.
To make it through. Cause I don't need no one but you.
Episode number 8.